This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Remember how they used to refer to the Civil War, the real Civil War, the 1861 to 1865 Civil War. Yeah, that one, the big one, the one that claimed 700,000 American lives. They used to refer to it as brother against brother, and it was. There were true families, and not a few of them, where there would be brothers who would be fighting on opposite sides of the war. Well, right now, our political wars seem to threaten even the integrity of families. And certainly within the Republican Party, the opposition is so bitter in the desire to try to expel, get rid of, rout out people in the Republican Party who may have some reluctance to sign up for another Trump campaign, including a campaign in 2022 where it's possible that both a daughter and a daughter-in-law of President Trump will be running for office. Does that represent, as Lindsey Graham suggests, the real bright future of a youthful, reinvigorated Republican Party? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. I'm first struck by what seems to me an insane and self-destructive, in fact, suicidal desire on the part of some Republicans to try to make their party smaller. No, seriously, if you throw people out of your party, are you enlarging it? No, you're making it smaller. And how do you win elections like those crucial congressional elections coming up, those crucial senatorial elections coming up for people like David Perdue, who now appears to be interested in wanting to make a comeback? How do you win any of that if you're telling people to get out of my party? I don't want you in my party anymore because you're allied with the devil's army. There is a piece in the New York Times today about Adam Kinzinger, who's 42 years old. He's something of an American hero. He served in both Iraq and Afghanistan with distinction. He is a conservative Republican congressman from Illinois, and Illinois is not a good or easy state for the Republican Party. But based on the story in the New York Times, there is this piece that reports that 11 members of Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger's family sent him a vitriolic letter. By the way, vitriolic is a way understatement. It's just a basically a "we hope you die" letter. And this is from members of his family, accusing him of being a member of the devil's army in light of his criticism of then-President Donald Trump regarding the January 6th riot on the Capitol building. And the letter, which was written by a cousin of Representatives Kinzinger, says, "We were once all proud of your accomplishments, but oh my, what a disappointment you are to us and to God. We are upset by your horrible, rude accusations against President Trump. It is now most embarrassing to us that we are related to you. You have embarrassed the Kinzinger family name by joining the devil's army." Really? And Kinzinger was asked about this. He said, look, he voted to impeach President Trump. He was one of 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach President Trump, along with 7 Republicans in the U.S. Senate who voted to convict him. And he said, "I did it knowing full well it could very well be terminal to my career," he said of his vote. "But I also knew that I couldn't live with myself, having, you know, just try to just protect it and just felt that this was the one time I was called to do a really tough duty. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't do it. And asked about his relatives, led by Karen Otto, his cousin. He says, I hold nothing against them, he said to the New York Times, but I have zero desire to feel or feel the need to reach out and repair that. That is 100% on them to reach out and repair, and quite honestly, I don't care if they do or not. Karen Otto, Kinzinger's cousin, wrote the letter and mailed it to Kinzinger's father to ensure that the congressman would see it, and to other Republicans across the state. Quote, I wanted Adam to be shunned. And he wrote the family backlash over his vote, saying, my dad's cousin sent me a petition, a certified letter, saying they disowned me because I'm in the devil's army now. It's been crazy when you have friends that you thought were good friends that would love you no matter what that don't anymore. Kinzinger was on Real Time with Bill Maher. And I'm sorry, it's tough not to feel sympathetic. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. This is Congressman Adam Kinzinger, clip 5A with Bill Maher on Real Time.
I think we're picking tribes. It's kind of like the inability to make independent decisions now. And so when you're one of 10 people that vote to impeach the president and you cross him, you get a lot of the base mad. But you also see a lot of people that understand, you know, we need a Republican Party that maybe isn't crazy and can actually be a productive member of a government that has basically two parties.
When was the last time you think we had that? No, really.
Look, it's been a while. I think definitely since President Trump we haven't, but I think it's even really honestly since I've been in politics. This is my 11th year, and if you think about it, we have learned, and I can only speak, you know, as a Republican looking at the Republicans, is we've learned that you can get elected on a steady diet of fear. And so every fundraising email is send me $5 to make sure that, you know, Nancy Pelosi doesn't destroy your family. And it's everything is this diet of fear. And eventually there's no wonder there's real damage done to democracy. So that's what my whole idea of country first is all about, is A, putting the country first before the party, but B, having a little bit of optimism about the future of the greatest country in the world that knows no limits except our own imagination.
Okay, and then he went on to talk about the members of his own family that we were just telling you about. Listen, this is clip B.
Certain members of your own family, did the family not claim that you were now possessed by the devil?
Yeah, so I was over at my parents' house, and out of nowhere I got a registered letter to my parents' house that same day, and I read it, and it was just, I mean, two handwritten pages, really tiny letters, really angry, a lot of caps, just saying I'm now in the devil's army because I dared turn again, I dared President Trump. And actually, I'll tell you, I got a second certified letter reiterating that, by the way, about 2 weeks ago. But the thing about that is I'm actually happy I got it because it really woke me up to the level of brainwashing in some people and the understanding they truly believe that they are fighting against the forces of evil just because, you know, the person that they thought was the second coming basically turned out to lose.
Is that really a problem that people are brainwashed to believe that? Well, when you hear some of the talk about actually trying to drive people out of the party, to censure them, there's a movement in Pennsylvania going on right now to censure Senator Pat Toomey, who's been a congressman from Pennsylvania, very conservative. He's one of the founders of the Club for Growth. And Pat Toomey, if you look at his voting record, down the line, he's pro-gun, he's pro-life. So why are they censuring him? Because they say he voted his conscience. How dare he? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
955-1776, The Michael MedVet Show.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book. A free digital booklet about intelligent design. Discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course. And an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved show, talking about right now the anger that appears to be in the Republican Party about where someone comes down on a former president. Well, why is that? Does it have to do with the fact that the former president also wants to be a future president? 1-800-955-1776. There's this, and I'll get your calls in just a moment, but a Pennsylvania GOP official in a local TV interview, tried to justify why some other GOP officials in Pennsylvania. What to do what people have done in Louisiana against Senator Bill Cassidy. What people have done in Nebraska against Senator Ben Sasse. And what people have done in Illinois against Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who we're just talking about, which is basically vote resolutions of censure, which means disapproval. But why? Well, here's a GOP official in Pennsylvania, clip six, explaining it.
We did not send him there to vote his conscience. We did not send him there to do the right thing or whatever.
We did not send him there to vote his conscience. We did not send him there to do the right thing. Really? And by the way, in Pennsylvania in this last election, in the previous election as well, Donald Trump did not win a majority in Pennsylvania in 2016. He won a very narrow victory, and largely because of third-party candidates. And this last time he lost Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. Let's go to Brian in Seattle. Brian, you're on the MedVed Show.
Yeah, hey, Mike. I think what, you know, you bring up these guys that are connected to the Lincoln Project, like Adam Kinzinger. Kinzinger has had a history.
He's not connected to the Lincoln Project. He has no connection with
it. He is. Absolutely, he is. He's friends with
He is not. He's not. He's not a member of it. He's a member of Congress.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah, but you're saying something that isn't true.
He doesn't represent every day, go to work, pay their taxes, try and protect their property rights, try and protect their job, conservative GOP voters. People like Bill Cassidy and Mitt Romney and Adam Kinzinger are clueless. This is why President Trump resonated with so many Democrats and Republicans, because he focuses on keeping jobs at home. He focuses on our Second Amendment rights. He focuses on property, on our property rights. He focuses on bringing back jobs that have left, especially this area, and gone to China, gone to Mexico. That is what the Republican Party is missing. The other thing the Republican Party is missing is voter integrity.
Okay, well, hold, Brian, can I ask you, hold on. I want to give you a chance, but can you answer this question? You're here in Seattle, right?
Yep.
How did Trump, he ran twice in the state of Washington, how'd he do? Did he get a lot with all those regular, hardworking American voters here in the state of Washington? How did Trump do? Did he do as well as previous Republicans have done in our state?
Well, let's go back to what.
Just answer my question. The truth of the matter is he got less than 40%. He got wiped out.
What state did mail-in voting fraud start, Michael?
Oh, so you think that Trump really won the election in Washington State?
Do you really think that this guy who can't finish a sentence, who can't draw 50 people to a rally, who gropes little kids on camera, really beat Trump, got most votes out of any president ever?
I do, as a matter of fact. But let me ask you about the state
of
Washington.
It's because you're so out of
touch. Let me ask you about the state of Washington, because, again,
I'm telling you,
We had a vote here, and the same was true for the gubernatorial vote, where it wasn't close. I believe that Trump lost the state by 15 points. And
it's not
a close election. Wait.
The problem is,
why is that? Do you think he really won in Washington State, or did he really lose?
I haven't even made that argument. What I'm going to tell
you
is
made the argument that Trump does so well because he connects with regular people and their concerns. And then you also said that we lose so many jobs in Washington.
You don't
to
the topic mail-in voting fraud started here in Washington. It started here in this state. And you people in the establishment GOP are terrified of it because you guys are just as corrupt as the Democrats.
Okay, why would I be supporting voting fraud if it worked against candidates that I worked very hard for? People like Bill Bryant, people like Rob McKenna, who are outstanding candidates for governor and ran some close races here. Why would I want to undermine my own candidates?
No, it's not that you're undermining your own candidates. It's that you're not calling out the problem. The problem is mail-in voting fraud.
Okay, so what do you suggest?
Cobb, we got to go.
Especially given the fact that we have a Republican, Secretary of State who is the only elected Republican in the entire statewide.
Kim Wyman is just as much a problem as all the Democrat voting fraud. She does not go in and dig in and find voter fraud, and she will tell you that people that are unregistered, that are not citizens, can vote in this state. There is no way to audit the system, and you guys never talk about that.
What do you mean there's no way to audit the system? For you to be able to register to vote, there is no sense in which non-citizens have a legal right to vote or even a propensity to vote in Washington State. I mean, look, Brian, can I just ask you a question about just coming back to reality here? Do you think we had a close gubernatorial race this last time between Jay Inslee and Lauren Culp?
If the vote tallies were legitimate, if there was proof that only citizens were voting, if we had voter ID, if there was proof that there weren't pallets of ballots coming from overseas, from wherever they get printed, okay, if all the voter rolls were cleaned of dead voters, all right, people that are deceased passed
they
on, they don't
weren't ballots. No one has even made the charge. No one has even made the charge that there were pallets of ballots that came into Washington State. I mean, for God's sake, it's one of those things where if you know people who are involved in the Republican Party statewide, it's a very, very sad situation that we had primaries that ended up the way they did in terms of statewide candidates. But up until very recently, Republicans were very competitive at this in this state. If you look at the Dino Rossi campaign as recently as 2004, that was a tie in the gubernatorial race. And yes, I do think the way it was recounted and then recounted and then recounted until the Democrats finally won, I think that was suspect. I think that's legit. But right now you're talking about a situation where it isn't even vaguely close. And yet you believe, based on what? What's your source of information about all these hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots?
It happened all over the country. Okay, there's actually...
What's your source of information?
Okay. The people that you try and smear on your show, that are actually military lawyers, that actually have pedigree track records of being...
Okay, that's not true for Rudy Giuliani. It's certainly not true for Sidney Powell, and it certainly isn't true for the other people who are perpetrating this horrible fraud. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hits the road Tuesday to push for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan during a town hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The town hall can be seen on CNN at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be a socially distanced event with the president taking questions from a small invitation-only audience of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Tuesday that Biden is hoping to get support from Republicans.
Obviously, Republicans and Congress will have to make their own choice about whether they support the final package. It's still working its way through Congress.
The National Weather Service says at least 9 cities in the U.S. broke century-old record low temperatures this morning. On that list include cities like Topeka and Wichita, Kansas, Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Corpus Christi, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's a piece by David Brooks, one of the more conservative voices at the New York Times, under the heading, The Coming Tech Boom. And he talks about the fact that suddenly a lot of smart people are writing about many veins in technology that look promising. And the first, the most obvious, is about vaccines. They talk about transportation. They talk about new sources of energy, new sources of food. That we are on the verge of the kind of major technological revolution that we experienced 40 years ago. And that had a gigantic economic impact. Now, you can be part of that process. Really, you can. There is a great company. It's my brother's company, so I'm not impartial. It's called Our Crowd. It's headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel, but reaches out to high-tech startups in Israel, in the United States, all over the United States, many, many states across the country, Canada, Europe, Australia, and more. And Our Crowd gives you the chance to invest in these companies, even if it's a modest investment, and then be part of something very, very exciting that can benefit humanity at the same time it benefits you. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. One of the things about Our Crowd, or about anything involving technology, is you have to look to the future. And for the point of view that Brian in Seattle has, just to talk here in the state of Washington or the nation at large, how do you, and let's assume you're absolutely convinced there were millions and millions and millions of fake ballots that came out and swung the election in 2020. I mean, one of the questions about it is, if the Democrats were so determined to swing the election, why didn't they Also, in other words, did they just do ballots for Joe Biden? Because there were a whole bunch of fairly close House races they lost. Republicans picked up 15 House seats by candidates for Congress who did better in district after district than President Trump. Now, was this Democrats doing fake ballots that said, oh, yeah, let's put Biden and then we'll put a Republican on for the House? What happened here? And how do you believe that this will be fixed, given the fact that, honest to goodness, everybody who has looked at this with any seriousness at all understands what happened? It's not so difficult. There's a piece by Jonathan Last, a conservative writer, who says this: a proposal for reporters covering Republican candidates and office holders over the next 4 years. Every interview should begin with two questions. Sir, ma'am, I need one-word answers from you. Question number one: who won the 2020 U.S. presidential election? Question number two: was this the legitimate result of a free and fair election? And he says, this shouldn't take long. The question, both questions, can be answered in less than 5 seconds. The answers are one word each. Who won the 2020 U.S. presidential election? Biden. Was the election the legitimate result of a free and fair election process? Yes. And he writes, any Republican candidate or office holder who refuses to answer, who tries to elide the question by saying something like, well, Joe Biden is the president, should be asked again and again and again. The reason for this is not spite, it's level setting. We now live in a world where some large percentage of the population has chosen to live in a fantasy. If I went to see a doctor and I told you before he walked into the exam room that he believes the earth is flat, then that information would be useful to you. It would help you evaluate his diagnosis in a different way. It is something that you, as the patient, would want to know before you followed his advice. By the same token, it's important for the public to know how politicians perceive reality, because that information will inform how we evaluate their statements on economic theory, on foreign affairs, or the law, or what have you. Who won the 2020 election is a pretty good political shorthand for, is the earth round? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Lindsey Graham was on, and of course one of the president's strongest defenders and biggest cheerleaders. He was on with Chris Wallace of Fox News, and he said this about the future of the Republican Party. Listen, clip three.
Donald Trump is the most vibrant member of the Republican Party. The Trump movement is alive and well. People believe that he brought change to Washington. Policy-wise, it was long overdue. All I can say is that the most potent force in the Republican Party is President Trump. We need Trump plus. And at the end of the day, I've been involved in politics for over 25 years. The president is a handful, and what happened on January 6th was terrible for the country, but he's not singularly to blame. Democrats have sat on the sidelines and watched the country be burned down for a year and a half and hadn't said a damn word. And most Republicans are tired of the hypocrisy. So, no, Nikki's wrong about President Trump. North Carolina, the biggest winner, I think, of this whole impeachment trial is Laura Trump. My dear friend Richard Burr, who I like and have been friends to a long time, just made Laura Trump almost a certain nominee for the Senate seat in North Carolina to replace him if she runs. And I'll certainly be behind her because I think she represents the future of the Republican Party.
She represents the future of the Republican Party? What qualifications does she have? She worked for the Trump campaign. Actually looked it up. She was, for a while before she got married to Eric Trump, she was a producer for Inside Edition. She was actually a story coordinator and producer for Inside Edition. And during President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. She was part of the Trump-Pence Women's Empowerment Tour, and she served as the Trump Tower liaison for Brad Parscale's Giles Parscale's company. She was paid $180,000 for it, but really? Lara Trump? And again, leadership achievements other than campaigning for her father, isn't this a little bit nepotistic, a little bit like Napoleon Bonaparte? I mean, the idea is that after Napoleon was exiled the second time, and after he actually died, there were still Bonapartists who were desperate for a relative, any relative. They went to his nephew, Louis Napoleon, who was a disaster, who also became emperor. But this idea that the magic name, Trump, makes her the future of the Republican Party? 1-800-955-1776. Why? Why? Why would anyone believe that to be the case? And the whole idea, again, that Republicans are victims, that we are being shut out. I had a great conversation with a regular caller to the show, Tom, yesterday. But one of the things Tom was saying was that we're losing our freedom of speech, that Republicans can't get their message out. Headline in the Wall Street Journal, Parler Social Network is back online. On Monday, Parler said it was relaunching its service, which it said had grown to over 20 million users. We're thrilled to welcome everyone back. Parler is being run by an experienced team, and it's here to stay. The idea that there are no alternative sources of information? Really? We'll be right back with your calls, 1-800-955-1776.
Your daily dose of debate. It's The Michael Medved Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show.
And I guess President Trump didn't much like what Mitch McConnell had to say about him after President Trump actually won the impeachment vote. He won the impeachment vote even though a clear majority of the Senate voted 57 to 43 to convict President Trump, seven Republicans voting with all 50 Democrats. And today, Mitch McConnell has an editorial that he placed in the Wall Street Journal, signed. And he begins by saying, January 6th was a shameful day. A mob bloodied law enforcement and besieged the first branch of government. American citizens tried to use terrorism to stop a democratic proceeding they disliked. And what Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, the Senate minority leader now, what he said is the nation needs real constitutional champions, not fair weather institutionalists. The Senate's duty last week was clear. It wasn't to guarantee a specific punishment at any cost. Our job was to defend the Constitution and respect its limits. That is what our acquittal delivered. In other words, he is one of those people, and there are a bunch of them in the Senate, who believe firmly that what President Trump did was reprehensible, irresponsible, and that he was promoting a lie, an open lie, the lie that he won the election. And that was a lie from the first time Trump delivered it. So now President Trump has just issued a statement. This just happened. In a statement, former President Donald Trump said Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is, quote, a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. He will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. And the Washington Post adds, the statement came days after McConnell voted to acquit Trump on a charge of inciting the deadly January 6th assault on the Capitol. But in a post-vote speech, accused Trump of a disgraceful dereliction of duty. What's fascinating to me about this statement, and I'm eager to digest the whole thing, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about it tomorrow, is that President Trump in his statement said he will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. What is it that needs to be done exactly, Mr. President? What is right for our country? And I am assuming that President Trump will give us some idea of what he has in mind. Let's go to your calls to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Great day. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, sir. And, thanks, sir. Go ahead.
Lindsey, what's his name? Mitch McConnell. I'm a Democrat, but I love Mitch McConnell. You know, I miss those old school Reagan ideas that I used to fought against, I used to fight against. But I'm really here to talk about Lindsey. And Lindsey and Mitch used to be this one of the same to me. I used to respect those two. I still respect Mitch. But Lindsey now, that quote he used earlier, brother against brother, that described Mitch perfectly. You know, the way Republican GOPs and members are ostracizing their own family. You know, in the beginning, Lindsey hated Trump. He hated Trump in the beginning. And then I saw that his Trump was fighting his friend, his best friend, McCain. And it just confused me that right after McCain died, he became Trump's, Lindsey became Trump's best friend. I mean, anybody in the Republican Party could hold those ideas that Trump is running with. We all know the Republican ideas. They all come from Reagan and whatever. I don't understand why they're holding Trump's hand so badly. I mean, the man, the only other thing he has is hate. Or dislike for other people.
Let me tell you, I sometimes have wondered the same thing about Lindsey Graham, because one of the things that I remember, and Sid, I know you listen to the show very regularly, and I thank you for it. We covered this, and we spoke to Senator Graham about it. One of the things that Trump did is Lindsey Graham, in one of the early debates when they were both running for president, Lindsey was very critical of President Trump, said he wasn't really a conservative, said he was a loudmouth and a faker and all those things. And so President Trump gave out his private cell phone number. I don't know if you remember this. He did a rally and he told people, Lindsey Graham used to come begging for money from me, and I guess I didn't give him enough money, but here's his private cell phone number, and you can call. People started calling him with all kinds of threats. And he then did a video where he took a baseball bat and he threw up and he took his cell phone and he broke it to indicate that people should stop calling him. And it was that level of nastiness. And and you're right. I was close to Senator McCain. Lindsey Graham was close to Senator McCain. And given President Trump's treatment of the whole McCain family, it's extraordinary, including after Senator McCain's passing. Remember, he refused to fly the flag at Half Staff. I mean, this is one of those things where, Sid, I've got to tell you, I think a lot of what goes on in politics is fear. And yes, that also motivates people in media sometimes. Is, you know, that people are going to be very, very, very angry with you if there are very loyal Trump believers who believe he can basically do no wrong. And that was one legacy of impeachment, and one thing that I am thankful to Mitch McConnell for, is at least there has to be some recognition, and there ultimately has to be some by President Trump himself, that this entire attempt to overturn the election, a legitimate and fair election, was not only wrong, it was not only mistaken, it's bad. It's destructive. It's un-American. There's a new movie that's silly, non-political, goofy. Is it worth taking a couple of hours for diversion? The movie Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Kristen Wiig, Annie Mumolo, play lifelong besties who lose their jobs in their Nebraska hometown and then seek solace with a week-long adventure at a Florida resort in Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Now streaming on Amazon Prime.
I'm Star, short for Barbara.
Assume yours is Barbara.
Nope, just Barb. Plain old Barb.
And this film is not just about their vacation, because they must also cope with a nefarious plan to wipe out the resort through a high-tech plan executed by Jamie Jamie Dornan and a Cruella de Vil-style villainess played by an uncredited actress, but you'll figure out who it is. The humor is silly and raunchy, so it should have been R-rated instead of PG-13, but a few of the many, many gags do deliver laughs and undeniable sympathy for the two goofball middle-aged main characters. 2.5 stars for Barb and Star, who are decent traveling companions who make it almost worthwhile to go to Vista Del Mar. On the Michael Medved show, tomorrow we will cover the debate about what to do about the fact that the Olympics coming up in the 2022 Winter Olympics, if they're not moved out of China, says a legislative proposal before Congress now, then the United States should not attend the Winter Olympics because the Chinese communists' gross human rights abuses and failure to contain the coronavirus pandemic. We will cover that with Gordon Chang, somebody who has written about some of the problems and misdeeds in China. We will also talk about an attempt to link foreign policy and economic policy by the Biden administration. Is that going to be good for our foreign policy or good for our economy or neither one? And what about the idea of 23-buck chicken nuggets? Now, these are chicken nuggets that would actually be made not by slaughtering a chicken. They're chicken nuggets that would be made in the laboratory. Would it be worth all that extra money? We will get to that. It's a controversial matter involved with this prediction of a great era of technological advance. Not only talking about flying cars and energy-free operation here and there, but, yes, about meat made in the lab in this greatest nation on God.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.